To get the mind to stay in concentration, you need an object that you like. And this is a very personal, individual matter. Some people like the breath. Some people find that the mind can settle down really well thinking of the different parts of the body. Some like to repeat a word, like Buddho or Dhammo, Sangho. And some like the Brahma Viharas. So it's really up to you which object you like to stay with, realizing that simple concentration is not going to do all the work for the mind. But for the work to get done, you do need an object that you like. You can take the breath and make it a nice breath, a breath that's comfortable, a breath that's satisfying. You can contemplate the parts of the body in a way that gets really fascinating, thinking about what you've got in what the Buddha calls this sack here. It can sometimes really transfix the mind. You find that you hang on to it very easily. And a lot of people like the Brahma Viharas. It feels good to be sitting here thinking, may all beings be happy. If you think of anyone who's suffering, may that person be free from suffering. You see people who are happy or are doing things that are good, you're happy for them. Those are pleasant things to think about. And you feel good about yourself thinking them. But you have to realize they're not entirely pleasant, especially the first three, because after all they're involved in wishes. May all beings be happy. May all those who are suffering be freed from their suffering. May all those who are happy or doing good things, may they continue to be happy. But you look at the world. Not everybody is happy. A lot of people are suffering or doing things that are going to cause suffering, both for other people now and for themselves on into the future. And there's some people who are happy and they're abusing their happiness. So the Brahma Viharas can hurt. If you really look at the world, you realize that if you really wish for people to be happy, and if it's a sincere wish and not just a little happy, happy, happy thought you put in the mind, you find that looking at the world gets painful. You wonder, well, can't we just get along? You look around at people and for some reason they keep on finding ways of not getting along. You think it should be easy for people to learn how to cooperate, treat one another with respect, and yet they don't. And as the Buddha pointed out, it's going to get worse, this human world of ours, before it gets better. This is why equanimity is the most refined of all the Brahma Viharas. It's not a wish, it's a statement of fact. All beings are the owners of their actions, heir to their actions. Whatever they do, for good or for evil, to that will they fall heir. It's a chastening thought, but it's one that you can hold on to and not suffer nearly so much. And John Fuller commented that metta needs ubeka, or equanimity, if it's not going to turn into a source of suffering. This is why the Brahma Viharas come in a set. Metta keeps ubeka from becoming cold and heartless. I mean, you go through the first three before you get to the fourth one. And the ubeka, or the equanimity, is a place where you can go when you look at the world and you realize they're hunting people down and they're making it legal. people in power ripping off the rest of the society, and it's legal. And you want to wonder, what's wrong with this human race? So you have to step back a little bit further and say, well, it's karma. And where are you going to find the way out, and how are you going to show people the way out? You have to find the way out through your own actions. Because the important part of the developing the Brahma-viharas is you really are sincere in your wish. It's not just an idle wish that you switch on when you feel good and you switch off as you go through the rest of your life. One of the reasons we practice the Brahma-viharas is so they can become the motivation for our actions, even in the face of difficulty, even in the face of difficult people. As the Buddha said, you try to protect your goodwill as a mother would protect her child. That passage is often mistranslated. Some people will say you love the world as you would love your child, or mother would love her child, and that's not the case. Love is actually not one of the Brahma-viharas. The Pali word, bhema, is something the Buddha has some strong reservations about. As he points out, there is love that's the result of love, and there's also hatred that's the result of love. In other words, you love someone and someone else comes and harms that person. It's hard to love the second person. It's also love that comes from hatred. If you don't like X and someone else doesn't like X, you suddenly find yourself liking the other person who doesn't like X. It's all pretty arbitrary. Love is not something you can have a universal wish for. You might try, but you keep stumbling. Same with gratitude. When I was in Canada last month, someone said, I've always wondered why gratitude wasn't listed as the fifth Brahma-vihara. Gratitude is something special. It's for people who have gone out of their way to be kind to you. We need a special word for that, a special word for that appreciation of the trouble they went through. And we can have appreciation for all kinds of things, but there should be a special word for, a special feeling for the people who've gone out of their way to help you, like your parents, like your teachers, anyone who's made the choice. And we have the special word because we want to respect that choice, because that inspires us to make the difficult choices to help other people too. Because you realize that sometimes helping you has been hard for the other person. It involves some hardships, some difficulties, and yet the person was willing to make that choice. When you learn how to appreciate how special that is, it makes it easier for you to go out of your way for other people. So gratitude and love are not Brahma-viharas. Goodwill, wishing for happiness, is. But as I said, it's not a totally painless attitude. You need to have equanimity to undergird it, so that when you see there are times that you'd like to see people happy, but they're not, and you can't do anything to make them happy, or you see people doing something that's going to cause trouble for other people or for themselves, and you can't stop them. There's a lot of that in the world. So as you're developing the Brahma-viharas, you've got to make them complete. Otherwise, if they don't become a source of suffering, they become a source of denial. You're in a little bubble of metta, and it's not connected with the world at all. That's not the kind of concentration that can be really useful for discernment. The Buddha does talk about using the Brahma-viharas as a basis for the seven factors for awakening. After all, the Brahma-viharas are a form of mindfulness. But then to move into the other factors of awakening, it requires that you analyze things. When is it skillful? When is it not skillful? to hold to metta? When is it more skillful to hold to ubekha, equanimity? And how do you make sure that your actions are based on metta for others? When thoughts of greed come into the mind, when thoughts of lust come into the mind, you need to think, well, it's okay, it's just my mind, I can think whatever I want. You have to realize that these things, as they get repeated, become the basis for action. What kind of actions will these lead to? Especially for those of us who are here practicing, dependent on the generosity of others. Is this what you want to use their generosity for? You have to ask yourself when thoughts like that come in the mind. So you have to learn how to bring discernment to your practice of the Brahma-Viharas so they can form right concentration, the kind of concentration that is useful for gaining insight. Especially when you want to make them sincere. Sincere metta is painful. That's why you need the equanimity in order to counteract it, that pain. So you can find something where the mind really can settle down in a way that feels solid, secure, with a strong sense of well-being. And the mind is clear enough so you can use the concentration as a basis for insight. So remember that when the Brahma-Viharas have a warning slapped on them, you have to be careful. As you use this object, but if you heed the warnings, you find it can take you far.